drop down to thy knees, hubby. Chapter 3, Ashish 9, audio story. Recently, in a daring raid, her commando strike force, ably led by her toy boy, had abducted the neighboring tyrant's son, a sniveling coward and mommy's boy, who had once dared to woo her most high majesty in a bid to usurp her queendom. Then once it became clear to cruel tyrant and cowardly son that she had eyes only for her childhood sweetheart, come one time stable boy turned commando commander, they had started skirmishes and nightly raids on her territory, as they had a huge land size, population, and a well-fed standing army. Well-fed meant, of course, they were obese and fat, and the applicable buzzword is standing. While their huge army was still standing with their well-fed bellies stuffed, stupefied at the sheer daring of the guerrilla action, Her Majesty's lean, mean commandos had kidnapped the yapping sissy right from under his father's nose, from the royal palace itself. Soon, sniffling and sobbing, a plaintive sissy dressed in the coarse skirts of a serving maid was dragged out by the muscular macho commandos of Her Most Royal Majesty's strike claw force. Slap! One sharp slap to her reddening cheek by Her Majesty's lowly, macho, burly, muscular corporal, and sniveling the sissy who had fantasized he would once be Her Most Royal Majesty's, even more majestic, imperial husband, king, and liege, fell whimpering pitifully at her royal feet, surrender written on his tear-streaked, effeminate features. Sob, sob, whimper. Please have mercy on your royal hostage, on your equally blue-blooded captive. One swift kick administered by stiletto feet to his balls sent him scattered all over the royal carpet. And ominously Her Majesty's stern voice rang out, "Husband, up on your feet and unsheath your weapon. Our fallen enemy's backdoor awaits my pleasure. Thy monarch commands thee, husband." Immediately the awaiting yogi sprang up on his aching calves to obey his royal owner's orders, softly in a firm but meek undertone responding, "As your majesty commands, my lady." Without hesitation, his hands started unbreaching his manhood from the confines of his leather clothing, and soon a massively erect 11-inch penis stroke lingam was exhibited to the amazed eyes of the gathered populace and the sheer swooning delight of the ladies watching. "Eek!" Gasping at the sheer size of his rival's member, the girlish princeling of the neighboring kingdom quailed in dismay. Grasping Her Most High Majesty's feet, he sobbed and blubbered incomprehensibly. She was anger personified. "You sniveling lowlife, you're not fit to be dirt beneath my feet, and yet you had the impudence to propose marriage with me? My humble consort is gonna rape your bottom in front of my loyal subjects today. Cheer up, you may actually end up pregnant." Her royal sneer chilled his heart, soul, and asshole. All his lowlife, vulnerable body parts were today at her tender mercy. "Soldiers, bring in the punishment table from the royal dungeons." Her clear command rang out with chilling authority. Most of the misfits in the ground inadvertently stiffened in their breeches at this blatant display of imperial womanly authority. Majesty, concomitant with meek male subservience, obedience, and a totally servile lack of self-respect. Many of the independent-minded, strong-willed young women who chafed at husbandly authority, command and control over their bodies, fates, and derriers, suddenly seemed to perk up in spirit and rebelliousness as glowing embers flared up on a gusty wind of oxygen at this open display of total feminazi suzerainty over Her Majesty's own male chattel, beginning with her own hapless hubby and including all the macho warriors in a commando strike clause, as well as the sniveling sissy captive. Some of their wet pussies were dribbling pre-cum in anticipation of the sniveling royal male sissy's further humiliation at the hand and feet of Her Most Royal Majesty. Soon at her royal command, he was hoisted up onto the table, skirts hoisted up in a most unbecoming and unladylike manner, and she barked out a fresh humiliating command. Matilda, pick up my silver hairbrush and see if you can put some colour into this snivelling lowlife's overfed buttocks, so that he presents your master Jonathan with a tempting rosy rump to plunder. The cruel serving girl gleefully set about her task with a sadistic sneer, completely unaware of the hideous pain Her Most High Majesty was about to inflict on her own bottom for daring to laugh at her darling hubby's plight in the morning. Smack! Ow! Slash! Ooh! Slap! Sub! Mercy! Matilda, is there a punishment you are doling out or love taps? Her Majesty feigned anger at her henchman's performance with the royal hairbrush. Darling Johnny, would you please pick up the royal riding crop and make this bitch prance in agony? I need to make an example of the lazy hired help who lays around on royal largesse, doing no hard work in their misbegotten lives. A soft, dazzling smile broke out on the royal countenance as she turned to her beloved imperial favourite, her humble hubby. As thou commandest, my liege, Johnny's face lighted up at the prospect, and he deferentially bowed blonde head to his royal lady in most humble gratefulness. The adoring public lapped it up as part of the daily soap opera publicly put up by the royal dom and her loyal sub, or is it the loyal hub? Coldly, his sovereign barked out a curt command. Matilda, lift your skirts and present your lazy bum to His Highness's riding crop, humbly and gratefully. The terrified beauty continued to belabor the sissy with one hand and lifted her own skirts to present pink panty drop to His Highness, the royal consort and favored one. Slash! Ouch! Sob! Slash! Ow! Slash! Oh, mercy! My sweet lord, Master John! Eek! Ow! Ow! Sob! The muscle commando skillfully gave her awaiting buttocks wristy strokes, even as she blabbered incoherently. Slap! Her Royal Majesty felt pang of jealousy at a man's attention to another female, so she stepped in to intervene with a hard but appreciative slap to her plaything's muscled posterior, a gesture which cleared all doubts in the audiences, victims, husbands, as well as her own royal mind as to who owned this muscled hunk, as well as punished him for the slightest real or imagined infraction of most royal wifely authority. Jealously, the assembled ladies watched her effortless mistressing over the superbly athletic, muscled commando whom she owned, queen, disciplined and ruled strictly, and also loved to utter distraction as well. Why can't my moron hubby be as docile and obedient? Felt many a jealous young matron hotly on that feed that day. Hot angry tears pricking eyelids in frustration at being crushed under insensitive male chauvinist patriarchy. As usual, my darling, you have surpassed my expectations in the task I set you. Now take your dominating pose amidst Sissy's surrenders, legs and backside, and tear her sphincter open as your royal sovereign watches her one-time courting candidate being utterly humbled into the dust. No, your majesty, I surrender. I beseech your royal highness, please, please, please have mercy on this humble slave boy. Please have compassion on an unworthy weakling. I throw myself on your mercy. Set me free of these accursed restraints, and I will publicly swear eternal allegiance at your most royal feet. I will lick and kiss your imperial feet forever and ever and ever. Wait, sissy. Did you dare to call yourself a slave boy? How dare you? That tiny limp appendage that hangs between your thin effeminate legs, you presume to call it a maid? You're a pitiful slave girl,